9. Battle Creek, Michigan, early 1891. This entry is preceded by the words, "A letter written from Salamanca, November 3, 1890, diary, page 450. However, since it follows the entry for December 31, 1890, diary, pages 447 to 449, it probably was written after that date. The words, "a letter written from," appear to have been added at a later date when it may actually have slipped Ellen White's mind as to exactly where she was when she penned these lines. The November 3rd date doubtless refers to the subject under discussion, not the date of writing. We do not know when this account was written. I had a very marked experience, which I hope never to forget. Through the night season, I was in communion with God. I was taken out of and away from myself, and was in different states and assemblies, bearing a decided testimony of reproof and warning. I was in Battle Creek, and in a council assembled, there were ministers and responsible men from the review office. There were sentiments advanced, and with no very gentle spirit urged to be adopted, which filled me with surprise and apprehension and distress. Years before, I had been called to pass over similar ground, and the Lord had revealed to me many things of importance and given me warnings to be given to His people decidedly. I was commanded to hold the same before them perseveringly, and not to fail or be discouraged in this work, for the men who ought to live so close to Jesus Christ that they could discern His voice, receive His counsel, and keep His way, would become exalted and would walk in the sparks of their own kindling. They were not spiritual, could not discern the devices of Satan, and were ignorant of his workings in a large degree. They would adopt plans which appeared wise, but Satan was the instigator of these measures. If these men had the molding of the work, God would be dishonored. Again and again since 1845, the dangers of the people of God have been laid open before me, showing what would be the perils of the people of God in the last remnant of time. These perils have been shown me down to the present time, and on the night of November 3rd, there was spread out before me some things I could not comprehend. At the same time, assurance was given me that the Lord would not allow His people to be enveloped in the fog of worldly skepticism and infidelity, for Christ would lead all who would follow His voice and be obedient to His commands up from the fog of worldly malaria to the summit above the fog of questioning unbelief, where they might breathe the atmosphere of security and might triumph, standing on the solid rock, a foundation sure and steadfast.